Now, Taylor Sheridan is best known for gritty westerns like Yellowstone and its prequels 1883 and 1923. He redefined the genre through strong character-driven narratives, capturing the raw essence of the American frontier and all of its moral complexities. He's also brought us urban crime dramas like The Mayor of Kingstown and films like Sicario, Hell or High Water and Wind River, which showcase his knack for taut, emotionally resonant dramas. His latest Netflix drama will be released next week, and tonight we asked Dee Malumbi to come in and talk to us about his career, his vision and his ability to craft tales that resonate with audiences around the world. Dee, firstly, who is Taylor Sheridan? How did he get started in the first place?
So interestingly enough, people might have known Taylor Sheridan initially as an actor. He actually got his start portraying Danny Boyd in the series Veronica Mars, and subsequently he played David Hale in the series Sons of Anarchy. So he was actually an actor, funnily enough, initially, but now he's probably become best known as a writer and director. Sicario was really a huge movie for him. Now, both for him and for director Denis Villeneuve, who'd go on to direct, you know, the Dune movies, Blade Runner 2049, etc.
But director Sicario, the upcoming James Bond.
Yeah, there you go. But Sicario was kind of his screenwriting debut, and he ended up getting like nominated for a Writers Guild of America award for it. And then he kind of produced two subsequent movies, and those three movies kind of became known as the American Frontier Trilogy, and they were Hell or High Water and Wind River. Now, it's very rare in a trilogy that you're going to get three very different, all very highly like critically acclaimed, like these are films that have been nominated for Oscars and everything. So his movies were hugely successful, and then since then he went on to produce, as you said, Yellowstone, which is probably the series is most synonymous with, and that series has ended up growing legs and legs because now it has had a number of prequels. There are a number of sequel series to Yellowstone that are on the way. So it's interesting because he's like, he actually is a big name, and I feel like a lot of people in the film and movie and TV industry probably know him, but he still wouldn't quite be a household name, as in most people would be like, who's Taylor Sheridan, if you were to say him in a normal conversation.
I'll be honest with you, I know all of those programs. Yes. I've seen some of those films. I couldn't have named him for the love of anything.
There
not
you
a
go.
Clue. Okay, let's start then with Yellowstone, because it's probably the one that people are most familiar with. It did wonders for Kevin Costner's career as well. Tell me about Yellowstone for people who don't know about it.
Yeah, so this ran for 5 seasons, and it would have only kind of ended last year, very recently. The best, most accurate description I've heard of it is Succession with horses. So if you enjoyed the series Succession, you're basically getting the same again. Here, you've got Kevin Costner, Luke Grimes, Kelly Riley, and Wes Bentley. They all play members of the Dutton family who own the largest ranch in Montana, which is commonly referred to as the Yellowstone. So I think it's actually quite a like soapy drama. There are some like events that happen in it that are like quite unrealistic, but you know, we'll always suspend our disbelief when it comes to TV. But there's like the threat of land developers, there is romance, there's the trauma of the past, there's careers in politics. All of these kind of narratives kind of make their way through the series at one point or another. Now, the latter season of it, which would have ended just last year, it did end up getting a little bit of criticism because basically Taylor Sheridan in the penultimate episode, and this is the second to last episode ever of the whole show, so you know, you've got a lot to deliver, but he decided to place himself in the show along with Bella Hadid. They play boyfriend and girlfriend in this particular episode, and the scene in question basically involved him playing strip poker with a group of attractive women, and everyone was just watching this being like, what are you doing here? We don't care about all of these people, we want to see what happens to the Duttons. And it was seen as quite an obnoxious move on Sheridan's part.
I'm going to take a clip from the program just to remind people about it. This is Kevin Costner's character John discovering the heartbreaking truth, you're right, it does sound soapy, that Jamie, Wes Bentley, is responsible for Beth Kelly Riley's infertility while discussing the survival of the ranch.
What this place is facing, it isn't an enemy. It's a perspective. It's a shift in values. The world doesn't value your way of life anymore, Dad.
I know.
And you can't delegate this fight to fucking Jamie. Kane. Casey, he just doesn't have the patience or the skill, and well, I can't do it by myself.
But you have to, honey. You have to teach Casey, and you have to learn how to trust Jamie.
Trust Jamie? Wait. You're the one telling me I shouldn't trust Jamie.
What does it matter, Beth, if I keep this place for another 10 years and the three of you lose it because you couldn't figure it out?
No.
Beth?
You don't know him!
And what is it you know, Beth, that the rest of us don't? What did he do, Beth? What did he do? I can't help you, Beth, if you won't tell me what it is.
I know we've mentioned it already, but did we just pick a particularly soapy-sounding moment from the show?
I would say they're all a bit like that. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I struggled with this series a bit. It is kind of slow moving and a bit over dramatic and also like really unlikable characters. Now, I know a show like Succession would also have very despicable characters in it, but at least that series is like also infused with a lot of humor. So, yeah, to be honest, when it comes to Yellowstone, like I much preferred the two prequel series, which are available on Netflix and Paramount Plus. And actually, I should mention Yellowstone is available on RTE Player as well as on Paramount Plus. It's on Netflix as well, but only the first four seasons. But I was actually a much bigger fan of 1923 and 1883, just because I found those characters a lot more likable, to be honest.
Well, okay, let's do both of those then. Mm-hmm. It's unusual for the follow-ups in that they are prequels and that they've happened so relatively quickly. So 1883 is the first prequel. What's that about?
Yeah, so this is basically the series that set up the entire history of Yellowstone, because it goes way back to 1883, where we're following kind of the Dutton family, this original kind of generation, as they take this long trek across the Great Plains towards the land that would become known as Yellowstone Ranch. It has Sam Elliott, who people will definitely recognize from the Western genre. He's top billed, but actually Isabel May is really the actress who steals the show. She plays Elsa Dutton, who is James and Margaret Dutton's 17-year-old daughter. She's fiery, she's sharp. We see her fall in love for the first time, experience heartbreak and grief for the first time, as well as becoming a skillful cowboy, and she's just extraordinary. So I'm not surprised actually that they actually ended up bringing back Isabel May for the series 1923, in which her character serves as a narrator, so you'll still hear her voice. But 1883 is just an absolutely gorgeous series if you love kind of the picturesque quality of the Wild West. And in fairness, that's something Taylor Sheridan brings to a lot of his work. Even like the TV shows, he always imbues it with this cinematic quality. He builds up worlds that you can completely get lost in. But 1883 is absolutely gorgeous to look at, as well as just really emotionally poignant and moving, I would say.
And 1923 has Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford in it.
Two really, really big names there. Yeah, yeah. So this follows a generation of the Dutton family in 1923. So obviously you've got some times of hardship here. There's prohibition, there's drought, kind of the early stages of the Great Depression. And what's interesting about this show is that half of it follows kind of the Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren characters as they're like struggling back at the ranch. And then the other half of it follows a nephew of the Dutton clan who's basically kind of off globe-trotting. He's working as a tracker. He's in the pursuit of love. So if you're looking for a series that kind of has that split between like the West and then also that kind of globe-trotting romantic adventure, 1923 is fun in that it provides both.
What do you think that retelling and remaking the cowboy genre again says about America today?
Oh, that's a hard one. I suppose it's there is that nostalgia for when, you know, America was great again, if I can use that pun. But yeah, there is just something about it and going back to like those roots, I suppose. Because it is a genre that's gone back to again and again. We're going to get 1944, which is set after 1923, 6666, which is set at another kind of cowboy ranch, the Dutton Ranch, Y. Marshall's, the Madison. These are all series that are on the way from Taylor Sheridan, and all of them kind of tick the box when it comes to that Western genre. I suppose as well, it kind of appeals to the whole American family thing, the kind of stubborn individualism that's inherent to the Western genre. And maybe there's something that's very kind of American about that as well. And I think what people kind of like about Taylor Sheridan's work as well is that Westerns are kind of associated with being probably a bit more like slow moving and maybe kind of dull, but he does this really good thing in that he kind of mixes crime drama into that genre as well and keeps it kind of exciting and suspenseful that way.
What do you think he's doing as a showrunner so well? Because it is, if you have a successful series, frequently people will ask you to make a prequel, a sequel, or something else that's one of your pet projects. Mm-hmm. He seems to be on one of these almost Ryan Murphy sort of runs where he's being given free rein to make whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's hard to like point point to one particular thing. He does write these really interesting characters that are quite like morally complex. Like a screenplay like Hell or High Water really comes to mind, which features kind of these two brothers who are kind of on the run. They're stealing from a bunch of banks, and then we're following those two characters, and then we're also following the two Texan Rangers who are kind of after them, and the kind of like push and pull of both of those characters, and how you kind of empathize with both sides, even though one is supposedly good and one is supposedly evil. So it kind of keeps you guessing and kind of keeps you thinking about all these things. He does also incorporate the struggles of Native American reservations into his work. Now, I would kind of maybe say that Taylor Sheridan's work isn't at its strongest here. He has received criticism for this, that his portrayal of Native Americans can be a bit clumsy. So that's probably something that you're going to have to be aware of if you're going into some of his works. The likes of Yellowstone or the movie Wind River would probably struggle in that regard. But then, like I said, it is also just the cinematic quality of these series and movies. They're just absolutely gorgeous to look at, and you do get lost in them.
And we didn't even get time to talk about Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone. We'll save that for another day. Dee Malumbi, thanks a million for talking to us about Taylor Sheridan, the busiest man in show business. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
That is tonight's Arena. Shanna O'Gorman produced. Research was by Paula Shields. Mary Elizabeth Bruton was our broadcast coordinator, and sound supervision tonight was by Pather Carney. I'll be back with you tomorrow night from 7 o'clock when, amongst other things, we'll be talking to Cillian Murphy and Max Porter on the programme tomorrow night from 7. John Creedon is next. I'll see you tomorrow.